Hello again, here in studio we have Marian Harkin, TD for Independent TD for Sligo Leitrim, Ruth Coppinger, Solidarity People Before Profit, TD for Dublin West, Stephen Moffat, who's the National Policy Manager with Barnardo's, and on the line we have broadcaster and journalist Enya Niamh Reisline. This morning, Marian Harkin, Irish Water, we're speaking about, you know, the need to improve the rollout of infrastructure around the country. They say, you know, Dublin is under massive pressure. If housing is to be built there needs to be serious infrastructure spending. We've heard of people looking for energy investment. A lot of people in the Dáil talking about that. In terms of major infrastructural projects, what's top of the pile as far as you're concerned going into the next
term? Well, first of all, can
term?
I just say, it's not just communities that are under pressure, it's regions. And that's very clear. When you look at the question of balanced regional development, I mean, just one stat, I could bore you with them all night, so I won't. But just one stat, I think, that clearly shows how poorly the northern and western region is doing. Since 2016, just less than one third of projects worth 20 million came to the region. Yet, we have 17% of the population. You mentioned housing. Housing completions last year were about 11%. We have 17% of the population. So the region is not getting its fair share. And when the region doesn't get its fair share, whether it's housing or infrastructure, would you believe the European Commission have ranked the northern and western region in the bottom 10%? For infrastructure.
What do you think would be a game changer then as far as infrastructure goes? And I'll come to the rest of the panel on this as well.
This famous phrase, balanced regional development. Balanced regional development is not about a bit here and a bit there and be happy with what you get. It's about looking strategically at the different regions. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? How can we give each region, it doesn't matter if it's Dublin or the Northwest or elsewhere, the tools to work and to, you know, build on their strengths? For the Northwest, it's about infrastructure, it's about housing, it's about health. There is not a Model 4 hospital north of a line from Dublin to Galway. People in that region deserve access to healthcare services, the same as other people. So it's all of those.
Ruth Coppinger, you were talking about some of the areas in your constituency. I mean, is there any particular, you know, would transport infrastructure help there? In terms of the bricks and mortar investment, housing is a key one, but what would facilitate that, you know, water, energy, transport, those kind of things? Are there signature projects that you would like to see implemented by the next government?
Yeah, apart from housing, which is the obvious one, transport is a real problem as well. And I completely understand what Marion's saying about regions. I think it's wrong that the Dublin region is so overdeveloped, if you like, in the sense it should be much more balanced. But within Dublin, there are huge inequalities and discrepancies. But for example, in my area, we have thousands of people reliant on one bus route. You know, like it's actually, it's comical. One bus that's called a coffin ship, it takes that long to get into town. So there's a rail line, you know, in part of the area, but most people can't really access that. You know, places like Ongar, Tyrrellstown.
Where's that? Glancilla, is it?
Yeah, just beyond, it's a newer part. And Tyrrellstown, Mulhuddard would be very removed. So the 39 bus can take a student who goes to UCD, told me it can take 3 hours to get from Ongar to UCD every morning. Like, this is farcical. This is absolutely farcical. And every time that we ask, like, we've had a Taoiseach, we've had ministers, and we never get the delivery of transport. So I think that that's something that I will be absolutely fighting for. And apart from that, now we're talking about climate change and people are stuck sitting in cars. So I think the other issue is obviously health. I mean, it's an issue everywhere. And I know that there's, again, huge inequalities with areas that had their A&Es taken off them by previous governments. They need to be reopened. The situation in Limerick is now legendary. I mean, but we've had actually situations like that in Dublin A&Es as well. Like,
yeah,
I actually looked it up.
You have to admit, Ruth, that all along the West Coast, it is much worse. And you're talking about buses. We haven't a train that gets to Sligo in the morning. before 9 o'clock so that students and workers can come into the town. You know, we don't have access on the N17 from Galway. It's just that it's not that we want everything. I've heard people say to me, oh yeah, you want to, you know, a Lewis to go from Charlestown to Tubbercurry. I don't. What I want is reasonable transport solutions.
Okay, I just want to go to Áine Ní Briseann as well on this. I mean, what is the one major project that people in Donegal want to see done, dusted and sorted? Obviously, redress is a huge capital investment that, you know, that people have spoken out and elected a representative on. But what's the one that politicians have been perennially asked for that people really want, need delivered and will have expectations of that at a time of resources like these?
Undoubtedly, the A5 corridor into Donegal. We have no motorway into Donegal. We're waiting for the A5 to link Monaghan to Strabane, to Lifford, to Letterkenny, the road, the main road that takes us to Dublin or to many places in the country. Our roads infrastructure needs a lot of work, and that would be a big one. We have no rail line in Donegal. We're lucky to have an airport in West Donegal that services Dublin and is used by a lot of people accessing health services, but an improved road network would change the lives of so many people in Donegal are maybe working outside the county, so it's vital, I think.
Stephen Moffat, just I know you've been speaking about what would be mostly current expenditure things, but I mean, it would strike me that retrofitting alone would make the cost of living more reasonable for people. If it's done on a nationwide basis, you're looking at a release of money into the economy as a whole, and what would be required to deliver that is more places for apprentices and training for people who may not go down the traditional third level route and offer opportunities for people there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of these things that we've seen over the last number of years. There's a huge demand for those sorts of that level of, or that type of employment. It's something that we have to be open and honest that, you know, not everybody wants to go into third level, colleges, education, and that there's a real drive that people, you know, they have different ambitions, and that should be respected, and we should encourage that as much as possible.
Okay, we do have to take another ad break. We'll go to that with Bracken in a minute.